Welcome to Uncool Translations, episode 22, ERMSP Productions in association with Captain Sound Studios. I am your host, Gilbert Flores, and like I said, welcome to Uncool Translation. Today we have a jam-packed show. We have so much to talk about. We got the top five at the box office, this week's box office. We might or might not have a spoiler. I don't think so. But it's just a really, really busy show, so we'll probably put that off to next week. We got old time radio. We got Disneyland Lunar New Year's news. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lunar New Year. Let's see. And we will do that. So let's get into it. Let's start with an interview. This is I have somebody on the phone right here. And we're going to talk to this person about being an audio engineer on the Ralph Report. So without further ado, let me welcome my first guest in a long time, Gilbert Flores. Hey, Gilbert, how's it going?
Hey, man, how are you doing?
Doing all right. How have you been?
I've been great.
You do audio engineering for a podcast that's really popular around the world. Tell us what podcast that is.
The podcast I work on is called The Ralph Report with Ralph Garman. For those of you who know who Ralph Garman is, Ralph Garman is an actor, radio personnel, voiceover actor for Family Guy and a bunch of other cartoons and voiceovers in general. He's also come out in multiple movies. He's come out in Two for the Money with Al Pacino. He's come out in Ted 2. The Batman Lego movie came out in A Million Ways to Die in the West, just to name a few. He used to be a radio personnel here in the LA based station on the Kevin and Bean show in the mornings on K-Rock. And he does another podcast with Kevin Smith where they perform in front of a live audience called Hollywood Babylon.
That's super sweet. How did you get introduced to Ralph's work? How did you first start working? Well, not working, but like, how did you become a fan of his work?
That's a pretty good question. But it's a really long story, so I don't know if you can take this really long story.
I think we can handle a long story. We specifically brought in a studio audience today because of you. This is insane. We never do this. We actually brought a live studio audience so that way you can tell your story of how you became an audio engineer. So if you guys in the studio, make some noise. As you can tell, they're a real audience. Now, do you guys want to hear the long story or the short story? Long story. Short story. Well, you heard a man. They want to hear the long story. So, start from the beginning. How did you become a fan of Ralph Garman's work? How did you become introduced to Ralph Garman before you became his audio engineer for the Ralph Report?
It all started in 2010, I want to say. I have a buddy who we used to go to LA or just to San Diego or like just drive around town or anywhere here. And we'd go on these long drives and he would always put on a podcast or two. And one of the podcasts he would put on was the day's recording of the Kevin and Bean show on K-Rock. This was my introduction to podcasts. I didn't know what podcasts were before this. I think podcasts were barely becoming a thing. I didn't even have an iPhone in 2010. So, because iPhones came out in, 2007? I think 2011, that was the first year I got an iPhone. And that's when I started listening to podcasts on my own. Before that, my buddy, he had a phone and he would listen to podcasts. So he would put on the Kevin and Bean show podcast and I'd find it really entertaining and I really enjoyed Ralph's segment on there. He'd do the showbiz beat and then he would do a lot of voices and just impressions. Just very entertaining guy. They didn't really think much about it, but I was just like, oh, this is a good show. I didn't listen to the show after that, but I was really interested in the show. Flash forward to 2012, I would listen to music on my iPod. And driving to school, I started going to audio engineering school in 2012. The drive was really long. It was an hour commute and then an hour commute back. I would go to school after going to work at 6 in the morning. So I'd wake up at 5 in the morning, go to work, get out of work at 2:30, get home, eat, shower, drive to school at 3:30, get to school, if I was lucky, at 4:30, 5 at the latest, start school at 5:30, get out at 10:30, drive home, if I was lucky, get home at 11:30, 12, go to sleep, wake up, do it again the next day. I did that for a whole year of audio engineering school. And driving every single day, I just got more and more tired, and especially just listening to music, it just becomes repetitive, and I just start falling asleep. So I would put on, I was like, let me put on some talking. I need to hear voices. I need to hear something that will keep me entertained. So I started listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I started listening to Hollywood Babylon. Ralph, Kevin, Bean, Lisa May, they all became a family to me driving to school and driving back. I would listen to the show on the way, and then on the way back, I would finish listening to the rest of the show. It was just so entertaining for me. I loved it.
That's crazy, man. That's cool. The Kevin and Bean Show were a great show for me to listen to, too. I loved them back then.
Right? Seriously.
So you're driving to school, you're driving back, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, you listen to Hollywood Babylon. How did that influence you into doing audio engineering for Ralph? Like, how did you decide audio engineering for podcasts was a route that you would take?
Well, podcasting engineering was never part of the plan. I never even thought about it. That wasn't even an option when I went to school. I'm sure it was an option, but we never talked about it at school. We only talked about film and music production. We didn't talk about podcasting. We did talk a little bit about radio. Like I said, podcasting was more of a newer concept back then. It wasn't as blown up as it is today. So when I went to school, I really wanted to do film. I still do. I'm still in the midst of transitioning myself into film, but you gotta take one step at a time. And right now, all my hard work goes into the Ralph Report. I every single time I work on that show, I always try to do the best I can. But how did I become podcast for Ralph Garman? Well, flash forward to 2015, I was listening to the Kevin Bean podcast. I couldn't listen to the show live, so I still listened to the Kevin and Bean podcast because it was more convenient for me, more accessible. That's when they let go Lisa May, 2015 or 2016, I'm not so sure. Once they let her go, I was not really a fan of K-Rock or Kevin and Bean at that point. I know Ralph was still on there, Kevin and Bean, and they still put on a great show, but the morning show was missing something, and it was missing a part of something that felt like a family to me. And for me, Lisa May, Ralph, Kevin, and Bean, they were my morning show. I'm not dissing the morning show. I'm not saying it was terrible after Lisa May left. I'm just saying this is now somebody else's morning show. This is for another generation, or it just continues for that same group of generation of people. But for me, I just said, you know what, I'm not going to listen to this anymore. I'll still listen to Hollywood Babylon, and I'm still a fan of that. Like, that's how I get my Ralph's fix. But I wasn't really a fan of the new morning show, so I stopped listening to Kevin Bean. I would listen to Hollywood Babylon. And then in 2017, that's when they let Ralph go on the morning show. And that's when I was like, I kind of felt like I knew that was going to happen. I was like, and then I was like, they're probably going to let Kevin and Bean go because they're going to want to change the show. As of right now, Bean left. Bean went to go live in England. So the morning show is now completely different. Like I said, I stopped listening to it in 2015, 2016 when Lisa May was let go. But I still listen to Hollywood Babylon.
So you stopped listening to the morning show, and how did you get introduced to the Ralph Report? How did you take the news that Ralph was let go on K-Rock radio station?
As I mentioned, when they let Ralph go, I kind of knew they were going to move into a different direction because I believe that's when they sold the radio station to a whole new different company, and that company's going to want to do whatever they got to do to make a profit off of radio. Like I said, podcasting was now becoming a bigger thing, so people consuming radio was becoming less and less. It still is. It's a growing trend where more and more people are listening to podcasts, and now everybody has a podcast, so there's always something new to listen to. Especially, you're no longer just like television. It's like you no longer are tethered to these four networks on television or cable. You now can like cut the cord and go to Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, just to name a few. And that's when Ralph announced that he was coming out with the Ralph Report. He was going to do his own morning show every single morning. He was going to deliver it at 6 a.m. and he was going to have his own show. I was like, oh, that's pretty exciting. I can't wait to listen to that. So come January 2018, Ralph launches the Ralph Report. The Ralph Report is on Patreon. Patreon is a pay service that you have to pay to listen to, because the money goes to the creator of the content. And I was like, well, I don't know if I can spare $3 a month, because even so, it's only $3 a month. $3 plus every other service you pay for, you go, is it really worth it? Because it also always starts adding up. So I would listen to the Ralph's Report free episode a week. And when Ralph first started, like, the show really didn't have a direction on where it was going. It was really just grabbing Ralph's as a human being and as him being honest as possible and just being a different character than he was from the radio show. The radio show, he was more like the funny, wacky, angry guy. Now he was being himself. He was being the honest, true Ralph Garman. And it was a different side of Ralph. I really dig it. It so much that I was like, you know what, I'm going to stop listening to the free show and I'm going to subscribe, because this is a show I really want to listen to on a daily basis. It's really something I really want to get into because it's up my alley. So I decided to become a Patreon subscriber and fork up $3 a month. The way he puts it is 15 cents a day. Which you go, 15 cents a day, that's nothing. So 15 cents a day, $3 a month. So that's a good deal.
So you now become a patron of the Ralph Report. You're listening to it on a daily basis. How did you become the audio engineer for the Ralph Report?
That's a great question. It all goes back to October, I want to say, of 2018. That's when I went to my first Hollywood Babylon show. I remember sitting there, and I remember being excited to see Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith. I've never seen them live. I had never met any of them. And I remember being excited, and then they come out, they have their big intro, and it was really, really fun, just really cool. And I just seen Ralph up there and Kevin Smith and being like, man, that'd be so cool to like know that guy. I mean, it's like, that's never going to happen. And then flash forward to December 19th, 2018, Ralph was talking on his podcast about how he needed to be more organized for 2019. And his vice host, Eddie Pence, goes, you should get an intern. So So let's play that little clip.
All right. I'd mentioned yesterday that I'm going to do a little work over the holiday. I promised my wife I wouldn't, but now I'm sort of committed. We're going to put together a top 10 list of the moments from the Ralph Report for 2018. Already, your suggestions are rolling in with some great ones. Now, if I could just remember which shows held which bits, it'd be so much easier.
Damn, that's going to suck.
It's going to be about 230 episodes to sift through to see if I can remember where these moments came from.
Wow.
I don't keep fastidious records in terms of what each show contains. Moving forward in 2019, I may have to rectify that situation.
You have to hire an intern.
I should get an intern. Maybe that'll be a 2019 thing. We'll try to find an intern. What one of you lunatics do I feel comfortable enough to invite to my home to help me with this show?
After that, I sent Ralph a really long email on why I should be his audio engineer, intern, or just be his intern in general. I was like, hey, if you need an intern, if you need to be more organized, I went to audio school. I can work on audio for you. I can do research for you. I can prepare your stuff and send it to you. I can get whatever you need me to do, I can get done if I get an interning job. And as luck would have it, I didn't hear back from him. So what did I do? I remembered him interviewing Steve Ashton, who is his UK correspondent on the Ralph Report. And Steve Ashton is the guy that kind of, he was a fan of Hollywood Babylon, and he hit up Ralph, and he told him about Patreon and how he should create his own content and market that after he heard about Ralph being let go from the radio station. And he mentioned that he had sent Ralph an email and Ralph ignored him. So what did he do? He sent Ralph another email, and till finally Ralph got back to him and they started talking and they became really close friends. And now he does that skit on the Ralph Report for him. So what did, like I said, I remembered that and I was like, well, let me email him again. I copied that same email, I changed the header paragraph, and I put, hey Ralph, hope you got a great holiday season. Here's my resume again. Please, if you get a chance, look at it. Let me know if you're interested. So then I get an email back from Ralph Garman, and it says, I'll read it to you. It says, hi there, Gilbert. Yes, I got your impressive resume and email. Thanks. Sorry I didn't get back to you sooner, but yes, the holidays got very hectic. I'd love to schedule a phone conversation to talk about the internship possibilities, and then a face-to-face meeting if we decide to move forward. What's a good time for you to talk on the phone? All the best. RG. I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I got an email from Ralph Garman, and he wanted to meet me, and he wanted to set up a conversation so we can talk about the possibility of an internship. So we had scheduled to meet, but then stuff happened, we couldn't meet, and then just got being pushed more. So what I did, I kept emailing Ralph every single month, and I would break out the month, and I would be like, hey, these are the days I'm available to meet up. If there's a day that works best for you, let me know, and I will rearrange my schedule, and I'll make that day available. So Ralph would hit me back up. He's like, hey, I'm very busy right now. I got stuff going on. I'll get back to you, and we will schedule a meeting, and we'll meet up, and we'll get this all settled in. And I was like, all right, cool. And then next month would happen, and I'd be like, hey, these are the days I'm available. Let me know. And then he would get back, and he'd be like, I'm sorry, I've just been so busy. I'm going to go off film a movie. I'm going to go to England, the UK, to do Hollywood Babylon. When I get back, I promise we'll meet up. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was about to email him again, and that's when I got an email from him, and he said, hey, are you available to come to my home to see a recording of the show? I was like, yes, of course I am. So I go down there, I meet him, I meet Eddie Pence, they record a show together. Afterwards, Eddie leaves, and now just me and Ralph in the Batcave, which is amazing Batcave. I'd never seen a collection like this before. It was just phenomenal. His collection's amazing. I remember seeing his collection on videos on YouTube, one he did with Adam West, one he did with Kevin Smith on his Facebook. It was just so insane, so cool to be in there. But I kept it professional. I was just very just there to let him know that I'm very interested in this internship. I did not go like, oh, wow, this is that. This is so cool. Like, I did not geek out on him at all. I just was like, oh, this is very cool. And then what notes to take on how to do the internship, like what procedures he did, what he did, what software programs he worked with. Because I work with Pro Tools, but I want to know what softwares he worked with, because maybe I can use those softwares to incorporate with my softwares. So afterwards, we go through the editing process. He shows me what he does to the show before he sends it out to the masses. We decided that he would do the show, and I would do the show the next day or that whole week. The whole week, he would work on the show, and I would work on the show. But he would work on the show, and then I would send him my copy of the show, and he would listen to it, give me notes, and then he would, the next day, I would do whatever he had me work on, and then I would send it till, hopefully, after a week, I would be working on the show full time. But something happened. He sent me the show, I worked on it, I sent it back, and he posted my show. And when I listened to that, I remember going, is this my show? I think I did this show because this sounds like my show. And then he called me up and goes, hey, did you listen to the show today? And I was like, yeah, I listened to the show. And he goes, I used your show. And I was like, I knew it. I fucking knew it. He's like, yeah, you did a really good job. And I wanted to use your show. I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's wild. Like, the first time I work on the Ralph Report, Ralph loved my show so much that he decided to put my show on there. So after that, I worked on the show every single day. And then he invited me down to the live Ralph Report, and he introduced me to his crowd, to the Garmy, as the audio engineer of the Ralph Report. And here's a little clip of that.
Speaking of thanking people, this is an interesting story. I don't know if anybody knows this yet, but I'm breaking the news tonight. I may have talked in the past about how much I love doing this show, but also what an enormous amount of work it takes to put the Ralph Report together every day. I get up in the morning, I start prepping, I start looking up news stories and things like that, and then Pence will come over and we'll record, and then I start the editing process where I have to cut the audio and sweeten the audio and work out the levels and all that kinds of shit. And it's been great, but it's a lot of work. And I mentioned at one point on the show something to Pence, and he said, what you need is an intern, somebody who'll work for free. And I was like, yeah, don't we all? And there was a young man who sent me an email named Gilbert Flores, and he said, I just got out of school and I studied audio engineering, and I would love the opportunity to get some experience. I will be your intern if you would give me that chance. And of course, being the showbiz professional that I am, I ignored him. And because I said, no one is that nice. No one just offers their help. And I went about my business, and I struggled, and I had a hard time. And then a few weeks later, I got another email from this kid. And he said, I really will help you if you're needing help. I know you're busy and all, but I sent you already an email. Maybe you want to think about it. And I wrote him back, that's very nice. And then I went back to my life, and I did other stuff. And no shit, he sent like 4 or 5 emails. And I said, this kid is persistent. And maybe the universe is trying to send me a message. So I called Gilbert up and we had a conversation, and he was legit. And so we scheduled a time for him to come to the Batcave and watch the process. And he watched Eddie and I record, and I sort of showed him how I put the show together. And it's good that no one has noticed, but for the past week and a half, 2 weeks or so, the final product that is reaching you guys of the Ralph Report is the work of Gilbert Flores. He's been doing all that work for me. And so I invited Gilbert and his girlfriend Stephanie to join us here tonight. Gilbert, where are you, sir? Where are you? Right there. Can you stand up for a second? This is the guy who is saving my life. This kid is saving my life. When he started working on the show and putting it together, my daughter turned to me and she said, who are you? because I rarely step foot outside the Batcave these days. She's like, Mommy, there's a strange man having dinner with us. Who is that guy? So you have changed my life, Gilbert, and I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to have you part of the team. Thank you so much. Cheers.
So he introduced me to the Garmy. The Garmy's awesome. I love them. They're great, great, great people. They're very welcoming with open arms. Every single time I meet them or see them at the Ralph Report, they're always super nice. Great group of people. Very welcoming, like I said. As of right now, I've worked on the Ralph Report for over 6 months. Going on 7, I want to say, since June, so whatever that is. I've worked on mostly every single episode since then. The only ones, I probably have not worked like on 10 of them, because I took some vacation time and then just random here and there days where I couldn't do it. But besides that, me and Ralph have a great working relationship. When we have a routine going on, he records, sends me the show, I get it done, I send it back. And it's just great, like, just so much fun to work on that show.
That's a great story, man. That's crazy. That's really long.
Yeah, I know, I told you it was going to be a long story.
So, what are your plans moving forward?
Well, my plans right now is to keep working on the Ralph Report. I want to do that for as long as I possibly can, or until Ralph gets tired of me. But besides that, I want to use that work that I've done on the Ralph Report, and I want to use that to use those files that I've done as demos for me getting into post-production. That's the goal this year, to really get into post-production. I really want to start working at a post house and just be working on film, television, anything that has to do with that kind of medium. I want to really just grow myself in that industry. Like I said, I still want to work on the Ralph Report because that's where I got my start, and that's what really has opened the door for me to be an audio engineer, because it's a passion that I never wanted to give up and I never wanted to lose, and being able to work on audio each day is fucking amazing.
So, you go to audio school. It takes a long time for you to get a break. What do you have to say? What are your final words before we let you go?
I just want to say to anybody that's out there, keep doing it, and just find someone who will open the door for you like Ralph did to me. Just keep doing what you do and love, and just, you send an email and they don't reply, that doesn't mean they said no. That just means they probably didn't get it or they've been busy. Keep sending emails. Keep trying. And eventually somebody will get back to you. So just keep doing that. And eventually you'll be doing what you love doing. That's all I have to say, man. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. Anytime. Anytime you want to come on the show, let me know. And pretty sure we can pencil you in.
Thank you. And can't wait to hear this podcast.
I bet you can't. All right. So that was Gilbert, audio engineer for the Ralph Report. If you get a chance, go sign up. Go to Patreon. Sign up for the Ralph Report. Actually, go to whatever podcasting, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Listen to the free show. Ralph puts a free show on there every single week. Listen to that. You're guaranteed to get hooked off of one episode, and then go to Patreon, sign up for the Ralph Report, and then you can get that amazing content every single day, 5 times a week, and you're gonna love it, guaranteed. New content every single day. So go sign up for that. Now let's go into the top 5 at the box office.
This week's box office top 5.
This week's box office, we have number 5, Frozen, coming in at $11.2 million. Number 4, The Grudge, coming in at $11.3 million, barely edging out Frozen 2. Number 4, we have Little Women, coming in at $13.5 million. Number 2, Jumanji, The Next Level, coming in at $26.5 million. And at number one, once again, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, coming in at $33.7 million. And that was your top five at the box office. Now, let's get into a segment. I don't have a jingle for this, so I just want to start this new segment. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, I did all the work, so I'm going to put this segment on there. I don't care. But I want to do a new segment. It's called Deaths of the Week. So I'm going to do Famous Deaths of the Week. So this week, it was January 5th through January 11th. On the 5th, 1998, Sonny Bono dies from Sonny and Cher in a ski accident at age 62. On the 6th, 1919, Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th U.S. President of the United States, died in New York at age 60. Also, in 1949, Victor Flemings, an actor, film director of The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, dies at age 65. On the 7th of January in 1943, Nikola Tesla dies at age 86. In 2015, Rod Taylor, Australian actor of The Time Machine, The Birds, dies at age 84. On the 8th, Marco Polo in 1324 dies at age 69. In 1642, Galileo Galilei, Italian astronomer, physician, and engineer who has been called the father of science, dies at age 77. On the 9th, in 1966, Albert Stevens, an American patient in secret medical trials who served the highest known radiation dose in humans, dies of heart disease at age 79. In 1971, Coco Chanel, French fashion designer, dies at age 87. In 2016, David Bowie dies of cancer at age 69. On the 11th, 2008, Edmund Hillary, New Zealand, first to climb Mount Everest in 1953, dies from a heart attack at age 88. In 2015, Anita Ekberg, Swedish actress, La Dolce Vita and Miss Sweden, 1950, dies at age 83. And that was Famous Deaths of the Week. Now let's get into this week's box office.
Don't know what to watch. Don't know what to see. This week's box office. Nationwide and limited release.
All right, this week we have the movie Just Mercy coming out. And here's the trailer for that.
Tell me everything that happened. The first time I visited death row, I wasn't expecting to meet somebody the same age as me. From a neighborhood just like ours. Could have been me, Mama.
But what you're doing is gonna make a lot of people upset.
You always taught me to fight for the people who need the help the most. Your life is still meaningful, and I'm gonna do everything possible to keep them from taking it.
You don't know what you're into down here in Alabama when you're guilty from the moment you're born.
God.
Mr. McMillan.
We done here. Mr. McMillan, please.
I was just about to give up when I got a call from a Harvard lawyer looking to start a legal center for inmates on death row. I was in before he even offered me the job.
You the lawyer?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for driving all the way out here. Most lawyers barely make time to call.
I can't believe you talked to all my people and said you're gonna fight for me.
I did.
That mean a lot.
If you go digging in those wounds, you're gonna be making a lot of people very unhappy.
When people care about a thing that much, they'll do anything to get what they want.
When I first learned about all this, it was like looking at a river full of drowning people and not having any way of helping them.
You ain't quitting, is you?
No, sir.
Each of us is more than the worst thing that we've ever done.
I know what it's like to be in the shadows.
It's my dad. He did nothing wrong.
It's never too late for justice.
You're the only one cared enough to fight for me. I'm strong because If we can look at ourselves closely, and I might not have the answer, we can change this world for the better. We all need grace. We all need mercy.
Amen. I got my truth back. You gave that to me. And ain't nobody gonna take that from us.
We also have the movie Like a Boss. And here's the trailer for that.
Why is dream sex way better than real sex?
Because they come when you want them to.
Girl, that is so true. When I'm done, they done. Hello.
Do you ever think about all the stuff we've done and wonder how we did not die?
That's not her real hair.
It's a cultural thing.
We are two badass queens like those bitches who raised Wonder Woman. We've worked our asses off. We've opened up our own store. We're winning.
We're $493,000 in debt.
What the? Walk into
the room. Mel Page and Mia Carter.
I'm Clara Luna.
I am going to invest $1.7 million on you.
We would love $1 million.
But in my experience, business and friendship don't always mix.
You don't have to worry, you're a pretty little head.
My head is not little. It's just that my breasts are humongous.
If you want to be a businesswoman, you're going to have to act like a boss. You have to fire him.
What? Don't hate me, hate Mel. It was her idea.
What? What is it? What's your idea?
Hey, witness my tragic moment.
Clara Luna is introducing a new product at her launch party.
She just wants to steal our ideas.
We gonna break this bitch's back.
Oh! Yours are made of stone.
Going down. Baby, I owe you. Don't get Clara Luna down here right now. I'm gonna jump.
She's crazy. She will jump.
Oh, I'm so come glad on. I'll be planking.
Come on.
I'll say, white lady, if I die on you today.
You gonna give us our company back.
Drop it. Dip it. Drop it. Shake it. Pop it. Dip it. Drop it. Shake it. Going down for real.
I punched that bitch in the face.
I would marry you if I was in the coochie.
Ghost peppers, they are very spicy. Just a little sliver goes a long way.
Your peppers are really hot. It burns so bad, it hurts!
Oh, God.
Take some breath, it'll soak it all up.
Oh, that's a lot of carbs!
Here you go, honey. It's goat's milk, so to coat the throat.
It's going down for real.
We also have the movie Underwater, and here's the trailer for that.
Listen carefully. You are now 5,000 miles from land. And you're descending 7 miles to the bottom of the ocean. See you all in a month.
Here we go. All right, we're gonna do this. Let's do this.
Scale from 1 to 10. How bad's my rig?
10.
We drilled to the bottom of the ocean, and we don't know what came out.
Gotta get to the station.
How do we even get there?
We walk.
We're just gonna walk with insufficient oxygen across the bottom of the ocean.
We don't know what's out there.
Worst idea ever.
What was that?
Turn your lights off.
What is that? What is that?
What is happening?
There's something following us.
Ah!
also have the movie Thin Former, and here's the trailer for that.
Are you a princess?
Maybe.
Really? Give me a kiss. Oh, Prince Super Charming is back. Yeah.
It's happening.
This is recording now, and we'll be recording the whole time.
Tazlow was a convicted felon.
He is also an informant for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We have a buyer.
I would take everything you got, Gautam. You're a cop. These guys find out you're a cop, you're a dead man, you understand? I'm gonna give you one chance. And I'm gonna give it to you in a few seconds.
Bill, freeze! Heads where I can see him, NYPD!
This is bad business. Strzok tells me that the cop was pointing the gun in your face. You now owe the price of your life to Wojtek. How much is your life worth? You'll break your parole.
Go back to prison.
Anyone can get drugs inside. It's you.
I want out.
We go along with the general's plan. Evidence of fentanyl being methodically distributed inside a state prison buries the general for good. And if that happens, you're a free man.
If you go back inside, you'll never get out.
I'm here to investigate the death of somebody very close to me.
We can't have this detective find out that an FBI informant was present during the murder of one of his own.
You want to pit your field office against the biggest police department in the world? You love us a good fight. Vendetta
on my mind like a sick pleasure. What are you thinking?
Burn him.
He has a family. We looked him in the eyes. We made him guarantees.
I don't have kids. I would suffer too much if something happened to them.
Please, Daddy, come back home. I'm scared.
I'm doing everything I can. I'm coming for payback. I'm coming for payback. I'm the hangman, and I just put a tight noose around your neck. I'm coming for payback. I'm not getting out of this.
This ends now.
Surprise.
And last, we have the movie 1917, and here's the trailer for that.
In your own time, gentlemen.
Must be something big if the general's here.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
Hold back! If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother. I will.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing. I'm going back
to see my father. We need to keep moving! Come on! I'm going back. You can't possibly make it that way, man! You bloody insane!
Why in God's name did you have to choose me?
Please.
No!
If you don't get there in time, we will lose 1,600 men. Your brother among them. Good luck.
Ah!
I don't know what you're going to go watch, but I think I might go watch 1917. That looks really, really good. And now let's get into Disneyland news.
It's now that magical time in the show where we talk about Disneyland, Disney's California, and Downtown Disney, and everything Disney here at the park. So, without further ado, Uncle Translations is proud to present the Disney Time Block.
So, this week in Disneyland news, we're going to talk about the new foods coming to Disneyland, California for the Lunar New Year. We have 2020 Lunar New Year Sip and Savor Passes. And this comes, we have four different things to try. The Longevity Noodle Co., Lucky Eight Lanterns, Prosperity Boa and Buns, and Red Dragon Spice Traders. Let's see. The Longevity Noodle Co. It's a ring, a brand new year with a mouth-watering noodle dish, a delectable dessert, and refreshing drink. Here, a peek at what's featured at the 2020 menu. Chicken meatballs and lo mein noodles. Cabbage salad with apple ginger sauce. A vegetarian egg and chilled sesame garlic noodles with cilantro, cashew sauce, and toasted peanuts. Black sesame mochi donut and a Vietnamese cold brew with coconut milk. We also have the Lucky Eight Lanterns. We have shrimp fried rice with garlic bacon edamame, smoked beef bourguignon short rib on rice cake and green onion salad, mandarin orange green tea tart, and peach sojito. At the Boa and Buns, we have char siu pork boa, Chinese barbecue pork with pickled red onions and jalapeno, Mickey Chinese hot dog bun, mango pineapple pastry, Leche grapefruit ginsure, and at the Red Dragon Spice Trader we have firecracker tree cup chicken wings, shrimp and ginger dumplings with soy reduced and sriracha mayo, purple yam macaroon with cream fraiche and honey lime green tea. And that's what we have at this year's Lunar New Year. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week, and like I said, thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to talk to you guys again next week.